Those things are going to happen. Their goalie, you know, made some huge saves for them to keep it in it, you know, much like Monty did for us in Chicago. So they did a good job of getting back in the game. But, you know, I liked the fact that we stuck with it. And, you know, there's a confidence with our offense right now that we can push it at times during games and create chances and goals when needed.
Is it an overall rough game flow to it? Like, it wasn't smooth, but that's a credit to still get the win?
I mean, you know, that's going to happen. That's hockey sometimes, and you know, it always doesn't look pretty. But I liked our first two periods. I thought we were great. You know, we were skating, moving the puck, getting great chances. Like I said, you know, their goalie played extremely well. But you know, third maybe, you know, holding our sticks a little tight. But you know, that'll happen too. So I liked how we stuck with it, and you know, like I said, Seattle came up with a huge goal at the end.
Out on the crowd, a lot of Vancouver
people
fly out for this?
I don't know. It's, you know, I guess we had a lot of fans in their building, so, you know, their way of getting back at us, I guess.
Talk about the helmet and who came up with that.
Yeah, we had a stupid idea. So I asked Chipper to help us out and find one, and he was able to help us out in that, and we just got it today. So it's going to be a fun thing for us to do and recognize guys that are, you know, have great performances like Seattle tonight. You know, just a fun thing for our group.
Is that based on performance or hardest worker? Or?
It's going to be up to the guy who has a helmet. So, I mean, I think you can either pick out a big play or overall great game. It's up to that guy.
Maybe a bit of a speed bump in the last game against Nashville, but another big win tonight over a strong opponent. Would you say team confidence is at its highest point? Maybe it's been since you moved from Atlanta?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you'd call last game a speed bump. I think, you know, you're going to have games where, you know, other pucks aren't going to go in or things aren't going to go your way. And, you know, you're not going to be playing your best hockey. And I think it's how you bounce back and the confidence you still have in your game. And I think that's something that we're starting to figure out here is, you know, there's a certain way that if we play, you know, we can be successful and push at the right times and create some stuff.
Andrew, I know it's not something you guys think about a lot, but Fridays just seem to be clicking. You guys are 7-2. Is it something about a Friday night game? I know you guys don't work your regular work weeks, but something about a Friday night at all, or is that just coincidence?
Who knows, man? I think it's just coincidence. You know, it's not something that I think we as players think about.
It'll be a long break for the Olympic break. Is it important to string some wins together before you take almost a month off?
It's important to string wins together, right? Realizing that we're going to have that, you know, extended time to you know, heal up and get healthy and refreshed. You want to definitely push these last games as hard as you can because you're going to have that break.